The coronavirus has at least temporarily destroyed the airline industry and the hotel industry, but it turns out many people are flocking to RV dealers looking for an alternative way to travel that allows for social distancing. Joining us now is Lori Rackel, former travel editor for the Chicago Tribune, who's been following this. Lori, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. And what's going on with RVs right now? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, the travel industry, it's no secret, has been hammered by the coronavirus. You know, hotels are dark, theme parks are empty, cruise ships, that's not even an option for many people anymore. So the one bright spot has been RVs. The RV industry is actually seeing quite an uptick in demand as people are looking for ways to get out of the house and still travel, but do it in more of a what's perceived as a safer, more controlled environment.
And what kind of RVs are people buying or renting?
It's pretty much RVs, you know, encapsulates a very broad range of recreational vehicles. It can be everything from your little pop-up camper that you tow behind your SUV to like big Class A motorhomes that look like buses and can cost $500,000. So you're seeing a lot of interest on a lot of entry-level people. So they're going to gear more towards the rentals or the trailer campers. So a lot of the towables are seeing a big increase in demand. And RV rentals with places like RV Share, which you can think of that as like an Airbnb for RV rentals, peer-to-peer rental sites, they are reporting a huge increase in demand. So a lot of people are trying to like test it out, see if they like it and if it's a lifestyle for them.
Well, and I was talking to a friend just anecdotally who was looking into renting an RV for a summer trip and said he couldn't find any.
Oh, yeah. No, you're hearing a lot of dealers saying that, you know, there's a lot of pent up demand. A lot of the retailers had to close during the pandemic. So you're seeing a lot of a big rush. A lot of people are. And then you've got your first time entrants into the market who are also increasing demand. And then you had a lot of these manufacturers that had to close down during the pandemic. So the supply, I mean, the shipments of RVs in April was down considerably, considering, you know, April of 2019 to April of 2020, it dropped a lot. So there was less supply. Increased demand. So yeah, you're seeing some shortages, but a lot of the people in the industry are very bullish that the manufacturers will be able to ramp up and meet whatever demand increases. If it's sustainable over the next few months and demand continues to stay high, the RV manufacturers should be able to meet that demand.
Well, what are you hearing from people who are either buying or renting RVs about their travel plans?
Well, when you're looking at surveys from like when people are trying to see where people want to go, people do not feel safe flying anymore, and they do feel safest in a personal vehicle, which an RV can double as your personal vehicle, right? You can control your environment. You can limit the hotels you don't have to go to hotels. You can limit the restaurants you have to go to. You can bring your food with you. So people like that. They can also pivot, right? So if there's an outbreak somewhere, if they have to change their plans, you basically point the thing in the other direction. So there's a lot of flexibility that comes with it. You know, somebody I interviewed for my story, this was like a world traveler. She's been on African safaris. She's been flown all over the place. She never, ever thought she'd set foot in an RV. It just wasn't her jam. But this situation forced her in late April to get an RV so she could drive her daughter back out to college, pick up her parents who were stranded in Florida. And she turned out loving it. And she's like, I think I'm going to go use it to see national parks. And a lot of people do want to go to national parks. We know that from surveys, too. They want to be out in the outdoors and they want to socially distance. And RVs are kind of, they're tailor-made for that type of travel.
Now, are people actually going to the RV dealerships in person or mostly doing this online?
There was a big increase in online sales with Camping World Holdings. They're a huge retailer of RVs and RV services, and they had a big jump in online sales, which actually caused their stock price to surge. But now as more showrooms are opening up too, you are getting a lot of dealers are reporting increased foot traffic in the showrooms because people want to be able to, you know, see and check it out and walk inside one and see what's best suited to them. So as more and more retailers open up, as the shelter in place orders start to loosen, I imagine you're going to see a lot more in-person dealings.
So if you were to go and rent an RV after doing this reporting about this, where would you take it? What would be the ideal itinerary?
Funny you should ask because I'm actually thinking about doing just that.
Oh, wow.
I would like to head out west and hit a lot of the national parks in Utah and Colorado and just kind of take my time and make my way and see those things that, you know, I wasn't able to do before because of my work schedule. And just, you know, that's the beauty of the RV, is that you can, you know, if you find out about another place that you want to go check out, you can easily alternate that, as opposed to getting, you know, locking into airline reservations or a, you know, a theme park or a cruise or something like that. The RV gives you so much flexibility that it's kind of like, you, if you wind up really liking the mountains of Colorado, you stay there longer. If you want to then, you know, head down to Arizona, you can do that. So, and a lot of people are able to work remotely now. We're more comfortable with that notion. So one of the dealers I talked to thinks that there's going to be a lot of people who might hit the road and kind of take their office with them for a little bit, so they can do a little bit of sightseeing on the weekend and, you know, work remotely from their RV during the week.
It sounds like you're not the only one who wanted to go to the national parks, by the way, because Arches National Park opened last Friday at 6 a.m. And within 3 hours, the National Park Service said that the park was at capacity. I guess a lot of people have this idea.
Absolutely. Yeah, the survey that I was referring to earlier, the number one place that people wanted to go was parks, and then followed by beaches. Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly people just want to be outside.
That is Lori Rackel, who's a former travel editor for the Chicago Tribune. We'll link you to her story about the growing demand in the RV industry at hereandnow.org. Lori, thank you.
Thank you.